22 minutes to 7, James Lake with the update.
Very good morning to you, Ed, Luke and Rosie. The discovery of a man's body at a home belonging to boutique nightclub owner Darren Thornburg has been deemed suspicious by police. They've spent the night at Barmer on the Victoria New South Wales border, but they're yet to formally give the ID of the deceased. Local reporters are saying the body was found on the veranda of that home. Now, as well as owning the popular Paran Night Spot boutique, Thornburg is also the owner of the town's local pub, the Barmer Hotel, and homicide detectives have been there speaking with staff. We'll keep you guys updated with this one through the morning. An 8-year-old boy has spent the night in a critical condition at the Royal Children's, and he's still fighting for his life this morning after he was found unresponsive in a car at Newport yesterday afternoon when the temperature in Melbourne was sitting at about 32 degrees. Now, one of the youngster's parents found him in the vehicle just before 3 o'clock, trapped inside a black Kia Carnival. Police, firefighters and paramedics were there to get him out. And the homicide squad are investigating this as a matter of protocol, police say. The detectives are not sure why he was left in the car, but they're not treating it as suspicious just at this stage.
There's been some allegations that he might have climbed in himself. Is that what we're hearing? Or?
It's possible, yeah. They're not too sure how he got into the car, but he was found by his parents.
And he's 8 years of age?
8 years old.
Okay.
He may attend a school in the local area, the police say.
Okay.
Awful. Now, the temperature inside a car can reach up to 30 degrees higher than the outside temperature.
Yep.
So it could have been 60 degrees in that vehicle.
Okay.
And one that might be a bit of a controversial talking point around the water cooler today, guys. I know you're a big fan of the Game of Thrones. Lord of the Rings is set to be turned into a TV series to take on Game of Thrones by the guys at Amazon. They've picked up the rights and they think that they can write some brand new storylines around Game of Thrones to take on the J.R.R. Tolkien story.
Well, we're talking Amazon and the budget that they're about to launch into production is going to dwarf Netflix, isn't it? They're going to just try and wipe Netflix off the map, given the world domination plans for Jeff Bezos and Amazon. What else, Lakey?
And that was my one to leave you with. And fire crews finally are saying that a property at Maidstone is going to have to be knocked down after it was gutted last night. Investigators are there today trying to find out what the cause of the blaze was. May have been squatters inside, but a couple of residents near from neighbouring properties are without a home at the moment while detectives look into that one.
Okay, and you've got impending birth.
I do. Well, not from me. My wife
clearly,
is
clearly, otherwise
that
would have been the lead story.
My beautiful wife, Jamie, sitting at home just waiting for the young boy to pop.
So we know it's a boy?
We know it's a boy. We've done bumpy rides along the road. We've had curries, but nothing is making a budge at the moment.
Castor oil.
Castor oil.
Guarantee you.
Is he overdue? Or?
He's due today.
Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good.
But we're keen. You know, you don't want to sit around, especially not in this weather. I can't imagine being pregnant.
No, well, I couldn't imagine being pregnant. Anyway,
yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
We got a name yet?
We've shortlisted a couple of names. As I mentioned just before we came on, my wife Jamie did try to get Eddie over the line.
Mm, yeah, not a great start, I wouldn't have thought, for that young fella.
I reckon give your wife the first crack at it.
I don't know if I could come to work with Eddie and go home to Eddie as well.
Oh, well, plenty do.